Hello everyone, today we'll be talking about Newton's laws of motion and how it pertains to a skydiver. The slides for today's lesson will be presented to you on the screen in front of you, and I will prompt you to advance the next slide as the presentation goes on. The basic premise behind Newton's laws of motion is that changes in an object's motion requires a force, and Newton's laws can be used to predict the motion of an object in relation to the forces for which are applied to them. Please advance to the next slide. Newton's first law, the law of inertia, is commonly referred to by the notion of an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object in motion tends to stay in motion. Now, how might this apply to a free-falling person or a skydiver? Simply put, think about jumping out of an airplane and falling at 125 miles an hour towards the ground. Until you hit the ground, nothing's going to stop you, so therefore, you will tend to stay in motion. In other words, you will tend to stay at 125 miles per hour until you're hit by an opposing force, namely the ground, or, hopefully, the opening of your parachute. Please advance to the next slide. Newton's second law deals with the force of an object, or in other words, the acceleration that an object might undergo when there's an unbalanced force applied to an object. The equation associated with Newton's second law is F equals ma. Force equals the mass times the acceleration of an object. Let's think about these unbalanced forces when we think about a skydiver. When a skydiver jumps out of the plane, he's immediately pulled down by the forces of gravity, instantly accelerating towards the terminal velocity or the point at which force of gravity is counterbalanced by the upward force of drag. So Newton's second law will apply so long as an object is continuing or a skydiver is continuing to accelerate. He reaches his terminal velocity, in other words, the point at which the force of gravity is offset equally by the force of drag pushing back up on the skydiver. Please advance to the next slide. Newton's third law of motion focuses on opposing forces that are equal in magnitude. Just like I had just said about the skydiver, when he reaches his terminal velocity, in other words, there's no longer any acceleration, acceleration equals zero, is a point in which the force of gravity pulling the skydiver down is countered by the force of drag pushing back up on the object. Okay, so now let's talk about the whole process in reverse. The skydiver has reached his terminal velocity, he's no longer accelerating, he's looked at his altimeter, and he says, oh boy, it is time to pull the parachute because I do not want to hit the ground and be counteracted on by a force such as that. So I'm going to pull my parachute, and what happens? Now you have Newton's second law of motion come into play, you have Newton's first law of motion come into play, and eventually you will have Newton's third law of motion come back into play. The parachute gets deployed, the force of gravity decreases because the force of drag increases. So drag will proportionately increase to the proportionate decrease of gravity and drag is applied to the greater surface area of that parachute. Eventually, assuming the skydiver touches no controls, the forces of drag on the parachute will equal the forces of gravity pulling down on the skydiver with the parachute deployed. Great, so that's it for our slide presentation. I invite you to please move through the rest of the classroom lesson, starting with the Domani Viewer to your right. After you're done with watching the videos on the Domani Viewer, please go to the rotating orb labeled as the skydiving activity and follow the directions within the note card of that activity. After that, I would like to invite the class to the Pollster tool to where we can answer questions and survey whether or not the class has picked up on the concepts of Newton's laws of motion.